The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Interstate Batteries offers a wide variety of batteries for your everyday needs. Stop into one of their thousands of retail locations and talk with a battery specialist about batteries for your truck, trail cameras, and even those weird batteries for your rangefinder. Interstate Batteries even offers cell phone repair in certain locations. For more information, visit interstatebatteries.com. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
All right, the gang is back together again. We've all been separated with Great American Outdoor Show. We've been calling it platooning, sending up different groups and everything, but we're all back in the office. Normal operations. Brad's busy this morning, so you got my dumb butt emceeing. But yeah.
Yeah, let me butt in with saying the whole company's vibe is everything's back to normal. Let's get back to normal business. And this is what happened last year. And then this is like halfway through because now we have to unload the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
We have to re-inventory everything. We have to do the reports on sales and all that.
Yeah,
order, you know, if we sold through. I'm guessing we sold through Tacticams.
This is all your problem.
I know, and that's just what I'm saying. It's like it's over for most people, but like I'm like halfway through.
Poor old Dan. Expose the hardest thing that we have to do, which is clean up the office because we have guests coming in and we have stuff, wood, tools, boxes, garbage.
Yeah, there's like shards of wood laying around. Sawdust. Yeah.
Somebody's gonna have to vacuum. Do any of us know how to do
Where's
that?
Where's the vacuum?
I didn't know we had a vacuum.
You go around and pick up each little particle.
Yeah.
Just get a broom.
That vacuum, it uses a HEPA filter, like one of those bags. And I don't think anyone's changed the bag in the year and a half I've been here. I mean, it's totally full, but we still use it.
Mm. I legit didn't know we had a vacuum. I just take a lint roller to my carpet.
Oh, gosh.
A lint roller.
Yeah, what are we going to do with those fence stakes? I guess we got to put those in the trailer.
Yep.
Goodness.
And we've got to have the mentality now of if it's something that can be carried off by one person, no matter how cheap or busted or broken it is, it will be carried off by one person.
Yep.
Because we're in a business park and there are heroin addicts that will, if you leave something outside, I mean, we've had metal brackets stolen.
Pallets.
Like moving blankets.
Moving blankets.
We're like, no one's going to steal this. Yep. And we have security cameras and we'll just see them walking off with our extension cord.
Oh, look, a $10 bill. Nice.
We're painting this really great picture of the Go Wild headquarters.
It's like, yeah, it's not like sketchy.
It's true. I did just see an article over the weekend that the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile was in Las Vegas and it got its catalytic converter stolen.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, the article said it's nothing sacred anymore.
Wow.
Not even the Oscar Mayer Wiener catalytic
converter. It's just part of business.
Wait, I wanted to be there then when they start that thing up and it's
It's probably got like a 3-cylinder, you know, 90 horsepower engine or something.
Sounds like a weed whacker.
Can you imagine taking that to like the, I don't know, getting it record off and then it's in a mechanic shop and it's the Wiener mobile that you're working on?
That'd be awesome.
That would have to be a heck of a shop because that thing's huge.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Gayos. What did you just do? That's what she said.
Yeah, because we're talking about the Wienermobile.
Wienermobile.
Right.
Somebody had to do it. Thank you, Erica.
A new podcast network and trying to be all professional. And
well,
it's not going to happen.
Keeping it real.
So Eric and I went up first, set up, and started selling, which is generally, I think, the easier part of it. Building the set is somewhat tedious, mm-hmm. but for the most part, we've got tons of inventory. The people that show up at the show first are there. They're usually, in my opinion, more excited to be there. People had lists of this is all the stuff I'm looking for. They've done their research on pricing. They know we've got good deals. They've done their research on the gear and all the Garmin stuff. So I feel like our section's easier. I want to hear about your section, which is the second half, which is we're running out of inventory. You've got more of the deal makers coming in, more of the looky-loos that aren't really sure what they want, and you're trying to sell them on stuff. And then at the very end, when you're most exhausted, you got to break down that set, load up the trailer. And we know last year that's when you all got sick and had quite an adventure coming home. So how'd it go?
Well, I mean, you can hear in my voice that I had something like the whole time we were there. Wasn't bad, though. Nothing like I felt they experienced with the flu last year, trying to tear that stuff down in some kind of fever dream. And I'm, like, making two trips to Brady's one where he's dragging his knuckles out to the trailer.
You're just kicking over jewelry cases.
Yeah.
to make it worse.
I thought about this last night. I don't know why. I'm laying in bed, and the one thing that pops into my head is, you know what? I don't remember the jewelry case getting out. It's because they took it out without me. Like, you go box some stuff over
take
there.
Take some deep breaths, bud.
Yeah, and they pushed the jewelry case out.
When we were, like, creating the booth, we kept saying, oh, Braden's going to break this. Oh, no, I hope Jacob doesn't touch this. Oh.
Yeah, and who was the first person to break a cup holder?
Me.
And who was the last person to break a cup holder?
You.
Us.
The fact that the cup holders were broken means that the person that bought them didn't do a very good job.
Oh, snap. Me and Jacob were literally standing at that thing like, all right, cup holders on here, shoot, better take these off. And we're like, ah, it'll be all right. First thing, as soon as we get it in the trailer, we hear a and we're like, yeah, there went a cup holder. Dan's going to be pissed.
Yeah. I'm not pissed. I will say if I had a budget of, say, I don't know, $20,000, that would be the most banging booth ever. But my budget... Because I built that whole thing by hand for people that aren't aware. We do not have the budget to outsource to professional booth builders. So my budget's literally like, here's $100.
Look, and I don't give you a lot of props for stuff, but the booth looks good.
Oh,
looks
good.
Mm-hmm. It functions well while we're there.
Yeah.
It does it, man.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah. Overall. Yeah.
You did well.
Yeah.
For reference, last year we did not have cup holders.
Did not have a door.
Put my coffee down on like a little bench and I don't know what happened, but Brad just sat down without even looking, and he sat on my entire cup of coffee, which then made it look like he had peed all over himself, like diarrhea all over himself. He peed out of his butt, and it spilt the coffee onto like all these optics that thankfully were plastic and wrapped up. So then this year Dan was like, we must invest in cup holders, which was a great idea. I was just like, I couldn't figure out how to open it, and I was just forcefully shoving the cup down, and it broke.
Yeah, but other than that, I mean, you were there for Tuesday, which was our worst day. It's just something about that middle of the week, I guess. I don't know what the deal was, but it just we didn't necessarily do anything different that I noticed, but it was just a lot of, like, selling hard, selling hard, selling hard, and then folks would be like, okay, thanks, and then they'd leave. You're like, man, like, nobody's really buying any. I mean, we were selling stuff, but it wasn't like we have our good days when we're moving, like, you know, some high end optics, Garmins, you know, a lot of trail cameras, stuff like that. Like, we sell tons of bags the whole time, but even if we did that the whole time, we wouldn't put up these big numbers that we end up putting up.
I feel like I noticed that Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday time frame, you get a lot of people that come back that weekend, so they come around and kind of scope things out, and then they come in the last weekend and try to get their deals and haggle, because we're trying to get rid of stuff at that point. And I feel like I noticed a lot of people came back, recognized faces,
did a lot of, like, writing our booth down on a card, giving it to them, like, hey, make sure this is us, booth 412, come back. And
we did a lot of online sales, a lot of people shopping through our site using, we had a promo code just for the show. So that was good too. That was a whole nother stream of income. I could see next year, at the rate we're going here, just taking up like customer returns and just having
like, it's like liquidating stuff
and just having like, if you want any of this stuff new, if you, you know, maybe doing like we were talking about bringing up saddle stuff and letting people try it on and then saying, we don't have inventory here, order it online and we'll ship it to you.
You know, and speaking of that, I didn't think about this at the show, but I sold a guy, we had a dog collar that he wanted on hand, but he wanted an Alpha 10 unit that we did not. So I ordered it for him right there at the booth. I got a shipping notification. It was delivered yesterday. And so, I mean, he got it 2 days later after after he ordered.
You know, and I didn't, I'm just now realizing I didn't walk through the archery section. Trophy Line was there, right? Mm-hmm. They had a, did they have a booth? Or were they
in with Lancaster.
But they, it kind of looked standalone.
Yeah.
And then Tethered was there.
Yeah, they had their own deal.
Was Latitudes there?
No. Yeah. No, but it was, I mean, Tuesday was basically our only, like, super slow day. Wednesday picked up. We had a pretty good day. And it kind of, it got better until Sunday. And really, Sunday, we were basically out of all of our high-ticket stuff. I mean, we had, like, a couple things. But, I mean, we sold, like, almost all of our optics. We brought, like, a ton of rangefinders and stuff. So I built, you weren't there last year either, but, like, I built this giant red dot pyramid so that I could move some red dots. This year I did it with rangefinders, and Jacob's like, Braden's working on his pyramid again, because it just like
pyramid
for
scheme.
Some reason you build those little pyramids of products and people are like, what do we have here? And you start slinging them. So yeah, I mean, and I we had a really good day Saturday, our best day ever, like as a company. So if you combine the sales of the show with our online sales, we had the best day we've ever had. So I think it was really good for us. Definitely it was weird, like talking to y'all, I was telling you, like, the amount of people that I'd be talking to for a long time that would be like, oh, yeah, like, because I'll be like, hey, you know about Go Wild? And they'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah, I've got an account. You know, I'm just like, that's still a big deal to us.
Yeah.
Like, we're not, I think people think we're bigger than we are because we were there last year and whatever. Like, you know, we've certainly grown and we're getting to, you know, pretty good size, but it's still cool to hear, like, hey, like, I'm a Go Wild member, and people are excited to, you know, they're wearing a shirt or a hat or whatever under a hoodie. Like, I'd be talking to him for 20 minutes, and some guy, like, slide his shirt up, and he's got a Go Wild shirt on. You're like, oh, okay, cool. Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're all like us where they have a rack, you know, they've got 50 ball caps with all sorts of outdoor brands on and stuff. And there is kind of, you can tell the people that are kind of peacocking a little bit at the show.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, oh, I'm going to wear my nicest, you know, F. Joe Biden shirt and NASCAR hat and whatever, whatever.
The people watching.
But there's also people that are, you know, full decked out in their high-end First Light or Badlands.
Sitka,
or
Flex.
Any of that.
We call it the Flex, somebody's walking around with like a $340 external frame pack. You're like, you need that for the show, bud?
Yeah. So these people have options on what to wear. And the fact that they're saying, oh, I could wear my SIG hat or my Vortex hat or my First Light hat or my Go Wild hat, the fact that they're choosing the Go Wild hat to go out and represent is it's huge for us, and just kind of spreading the word. I'd say we were selling people on the app as much as we were selling them products.
And I mean, the podcasters we had in the booth too, like the amount of people that came by, like to see the O2, to see Bo, to see the Houndsman XP guys, like, I mean, we got it the entire time we were there, people coming by and being like, oh, I wanted to see, you know, Heath, or I wanted to see Paul, or I wanted to see Bo. We're like, ah, shoot,
yeah,
you missed them.
The Houndsman, it sounded like on their podcast, they said they were going to be there like Saturday, Sunday. And we had a bunch of people coming by, and they're like, are the Houndsmen here? And we're like, I don't think they're coming until later in the week. Mm-hmm. So there was definitely a lot of interest in that. And they, man, Bo and the Houndsman, they'd be talking to people for an hour.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, they were going into some really deep conversations with members. So that was good to see.
Yeah. I got really weird with a member. Actually, it was a non-member that I thought was a member, and I got, it was weird. It was awkward. I don't think you saw it, but the weird part, like, I loved seeing all the members and talking to them, and like, it blows my mind that we built a thing and have this community. Senate Slam was awesome for that too. But sometimes at Gayos, this is what I've noticed with members when you see them like in the wild for real, like in real life, that because they have a profile, and like, I interact with people all the time on Go Wild, but a lot of people, and this is the great part about Go Wild, is that they're not taking selfies and they're posting them, right? Like, they're taking pictures of their outdoor adventure. So I don't typically look at their face, right? So I don't know what they look like, but I talk to them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people would come up to the booth and they would talk to you for a while, and like we be talking about product or hunting or whatever, and they don't mention that they're a member, and I don't know if it's they think that I should recognize, like I should recognize them, or that Brad should recognize them because they're in the app and like maybe we've had like conversations on post or whatnot, but they don't say it, and then you don't realize it until like 20 minutes in and they're a Go Wild member, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh my God, and then they say their name, you're like, oh, I totally, like, yeah. now I know like their first name and last name, like yeah. I can see your post and whatnot. Well, so I had like a fear of that ongoing, like, is this a member or not? I don't know. So guy comes up and he starts talking, but he's giving me this look, and I don't really think it's a look, but like he's kind of looking at me like, I know something you don't know, or like, huh? I don't know. It was just like, yeah. I know you, I don't know. And I thought it was Shim.
Oh,
you
man.
You know Shim from the app?
Okay. Great morning.
Shim Miller, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was Shim.
Shim Miller emoji man.
But like his beard shaved, mm-hmm. okay? And I go, wait, do I know you? And the guy was like, huh? And I was like, wait, I don't. He was like, who do you think I am? And I was like, is it Shim or is it not Shim? I don't know if it's Shim or not. Now he's being weird. And I was like, And he was like, I don't know you. And I was like, oh, okay, bye.
Awkward.
And later on, Brad saw the whole thing. And I was like, I thought that was Shim. And he was like, oh, I thought you were just trying to like flirt with a guy to get a sale or something. And I was like, no.
Hey, more power to you. Do what
no,
you got to
do. No, not at all. I thought it was Shim. And I just got really awkward with it.
That's funny. Yeah.
I think Shim is still off grid.
I thought he just posted. Back. Yeah, he just posted.
I know, but I still think he's.
Oh,
like,
yeah, he's not going to
show. Oh, yeah. Show like that. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is before he posted. Yeah. He was back. Like the very next day, he posted in Go Wild.
Oh,
I was
that's
like,
funny.
I manifested it.
Yeah. The amount of people that come by that like wear a Go Wild shirt and would be like, hey, you know, I'm so and so, and I'd be like, oh, cool, yeah, I'm Braden. What's your last name?
Yeah,
like that usually would help me. Like if I can get the first name, last name, I'm like, I know who you are.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't help me at all. I could literally had messaged the person a week earlier, yeah. and I'm like,
it's definitely happened. Yeah. Like I talked to one guy, and he was like, yeah, like you've commented on my stuff before, and I was like, okay, cool. I do that a lot. Yeah. Like it doesn't help. But the first guy I saw when I got to the booth was David Snyder. So I talked to him for, I mean, probably an hour. Like, that was my, like, welcome to Gaos. Cool. Was like, hey, I get to hang out with David. So that was a super awesome. And then, like, throughout the show, it didn't get to talk to everybody for, like, an hour. You know, we're slinging gear, especially during, like, high time. But it was kind of slower when I first got there. So me and him just got to totally catch up, talk forever, talk about life and everything. It was, that stuff is awesome. That's what I love about the show. What I don't love about the show is how long it is. And how much I miss my wife and dog and all that stuff. But, yeah.
It was
cool.
You know who else I met?
Oh.
Help me say Wayne
LaPierre.
Wayne LaPierre.
The CEO of the NRA, I guess. He was
the president.
See, yeah. He's somewhere very high up at the NRA.
You got friends in high places is what you're trying to
basically.
Say.
Basically.
Yeah.
No, he was walking around the show on Saturday.
The first day.
Maybe. Yeah. And he came up to our booth and he shook Brad and I's hands. And I honestly did not know.
Talked to Brad for a couple minutes.
Yeah. And he was like, is there anything I can do for y'all? How's the show going? And we talked about different things. And he ended up leaving. And Brad was like, you have no idea who you just talked to, do you? And
I was like, no. I was in the booth and I looked at that guy and I'm like, that guy's trying to look like Wayne LaPierre. Because he's got he's one of those guys that like always wears the same outfit. So like, I'm like, that guy looks a lot like Wayne LaPierre, but I didn't think it was actually him wrestling. I got his business card, Wayne LaPierre. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Joke's on you. It was just some dude pretending to be Wayne LaPierre with business cards.
An elaborate ruse. Well, I met Dr. Oz last show. So.
Did you do the wall of guns this year?
I looked at it. I thought that I was going to buy a gun there, well, an AR upper, and I had already pre-approved it with the Bank of Amanda.
Bank of Amanda.
So I wanted
to. Right. I say the budget committee.
Yeah. The budget committee.
Yeah, so I was trying to be good and not, like, be spending more than I had mm-hmm. to, but I ended up not finding, you know, the cool thing about Gayos is you can find really cheap stuff, especially in like the fishing hall, and you can find really expensive, unique, high quality items in the same area.
Yeah.
It's hard just to find like your middle of the road run of the mill.
You've got like Shaw barrels over here, and then you have like $15
Durkin Tactical or something. Which not knocking Durkin Tactical, and I got some magazines from them, but I was looking for like a 300 blackout upper or maybe like an AK-47 caliber upper for an AR because I'm doing a new build, and it was everything was like $300 or $3,000. I'm like, I'm more like the
$1,000
range.
Yeah.
Wait, did you get something set up with Samurai across the aisle?
No, but I did look at Precision Firearms. I did look at their website. They didn't have, it looked like everything that they were doing in 300 Blackout was like short barreled.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm about to do, I've got a short barreled 9mm pistol that now the ATF is calling rifle. So I'm going to go through the tax stamp process with that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really need another short barreled. And then I was looking up the ballistics of, you know, the thing with 300 Blackout is it does its full powder burn in like 8 inches. So you only need like an 8 or 9 inch barrel, and putting in a 16 inch barrel doesn't give you any ballistic advantage. If you do an AK-47 round, a 7.62 by 39 round, it's...
Oh, I'm interested. Go ahead. Keep going.
Dude, this is what our viewers turn into. But it's got kind of the same ballistics, maybe a little bit better ballistics. Ballistics are close to like a 30-30 round, but you can, you know, use a full 16-inch barrel. The ammo is a third of the price because it's, you know, everywhere. The only downside is you can't go subsonic and suppressed. But I've got the 9mm that does the subsonic. And then I was looking up, I didn't realize this, but 300 Blackout subsonic, the ballistics of it is like throwing a rock.
It's like
oh, you're not shooting more than 50 yards with it,
right?
So I'm like, well, if I've got my 9mm suppressed, it's not quite the caliber, but the ammo is super cheap. So now I'm leaning more towards the AK variant, and Precision didn't seem to have a ton. I'll probably go back to them because their prices looked really good. They use a lot of Strike Industries parts, which I'm a huge fan of. Those parts. So yeah, jury's still out. I'm not in a rush. It's just, well, while I'm at the show, that's kind of what you do at the show. You're like, oh, I would never Google this. I've never been on Amazon looking for this, but now that I see it in front of me, and last year there's a guy that has, I wish I could name drop his brand, but he had, like magazine, plastic magazine, racks that go in
MagSafe,
I think, is a different brand that does something else. But, yeah, so that they're little AR racks that you can attach to your safe and then all of your loaded magazines, because mine are just in, like, a tote bag to the side of my safe. And I saw it last year, and literally this whole last year leading up to the show, every time I was messing with my safe, I was like, I should have bought some of those things. So this year when I went, went to his booth, and I'm like, I want one of these because I've been thinking about it. But that's kind of what the show is. You discover things you didn't even know were a thing. You guys both got a new knife.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, from Wee Knife.
Wee Knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Sin Cut.
I think, so there's three labels under the same brand. There's Wee, Civivi, and Sin Cut. And definitely recommend checking them out. We talked to him at SHOT Show, and that was, we may have referenced this in another show, but Dan hands me this knife. It's like, don't look at the price. What do you think this knife would cost? I'm like, I don't know, $200-$300. And he goes, 60 or something.
Yeah. Mm.
They make really high quality stuff. Micarta handle, like, you know, good steel, pretty sweet knife for economical prices.
Yeah. And, you know, our sites, Go Wild's e-com site's getting so big, and we've got so many options, which is really good. But really, if you're not searching for a brand, or if, you know, if you search for knife, it would show up, but the brand doesn't have enough equity or awareness quite yet that I think people would convert. We'd really have to, you know, explain why, because you look and you're like, this knife's $80, it's going to be trash. No, these knives are Very nice.
And they got, like, unique, like, knife shapes and stuff, like, configurations and stuff. Like, I got a thumb opening, like, wild-looking. I didn't bring it here. It's a wild blade. And
yeah, one of their brands is Civivi, and I always see, like, top EDC knives. They're always in the list. So I think maybe give it another year and get more people get aware of it. We might bring them into the storefront and we're all big fans of it. And I got my knife sharpened by a nice guy who was had a custom knife booth. So it was a good show, but I think we're all ready to get caught back up on emails and get back to business.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely good to be home. It's a long, long trip. And, like, your brain, like, I was telling them, like, I don't know how long it's going to take me to get, like, all the random facts about all these products out of my head. Like, because you're just sitting there selling. And, like, yeah. The whole time you're refining, like, your sales pitch on stuff. Like, someone's like, hey, what's the deal with this? What you tell them at the beginning versus what you tell them at the end changes. So, like, I was in full-on, like, you know, one-to-one sales mode, like talking about, which is cool, helpful. Like, as a marketing guy, it's good to know, like, what kind of questions are people asking? What do they care about? Then after a while, it's just like my brain is full of weird, like the Crossfire, Vortex Crossfire 1400 can range a deer at 750 yards. Like, how long till I forget that?
What?
Yeah.
Can we talk about one thing that I feel like people did not understand?
Yeah.
And I was shocked. Okay. A cellular trail cam, folks. If you don't have a cellular trail cam, you should get one. However, it does not matter what phone plan that you have.
Right.
So everyone will walk up to the booth and be like, "I mean, I've really been wanting these, but they only run on Verizon and AT&T, and I've got T-Mobile on my cell phone." No,
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay, they have. They're basically like their own little cell phones. They have their own little SIM card. You can rent them on Verizon or AT&T. And then they send that information to your phone, which can run on whatever plan that you have.
Correct. It's basically like, so if you're buying from Tacticam, you're buying a Tacticam cell camera, and it comes with an AT&T and a Verizon card. What Tacticam is doing is they are buying all of these plans, and you're essentially renting those plans from them.
Yeah.
So
it's
like
$5 a month, cheap.
Yeah.
And just to go one level deeper on that, if you have a T-Mobile cell phone plan, you're not pinging T-Mobile towers. T-Mobile is renting towers from AT&T and Verizon. So, and it's the same with all of the, you know, Sprint or who's another cheap cell phone. I'm thinking of the thing with the green blob.
Mint, Cricket.
Cricket. Like, Cricket is not building cell phone towers all over the nation. They're just renting the cell phone tower bandwidth from AT&T and Verizon. Mm-hmm. So even though you think you have your own T-Mobile network, you're really using Verizon's network just at a little bit cheaper cost. And the way that works is if the cell phone gets busy, T-Mobile people are first people not to be able to get signal or get dropped calls or whatever.
Yeah.
Which I learned something from Jacob on this. Because some guy was asking about the Tacticam video sending back and forth. And because, like, he had a trail camera that said, well, you know, it takes 24 hours before I get the video whenever I request it from the camera.
Oh.
Well, Tacticam says the same thing. Like, it says it'll take up to 24 hours or around 24 hours before you get your video. Well, randomly, I would click and request a video, and I would get it immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the heck is going on? And he was saying it basically has to do with bandwidth, since all these cameras are relying on these towers, and obviously the towers are, like, powering cell phones and all kinds of other stuff. It just depends on the load. So if they're, like, if they have time, they'll get to you, and you can sometimes get it in, you know, immediately in an hour or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So when you're, like, hunched over your phone at 3 a.m. like a goblin saying, send me the video of my new buck.
He had a cool use case. He was using the camera over some trap sets that he had put out for coyotes. Well, he's like, I don't want to leave a coyote sitting there for 24 hours. Mm. Like, I'm going to get out there and, you know, take care of it. And he's like, it's kind of inconvenient, you know, that it takes, how long does it take for this one? And I was like, well, sometimes an hour, sometimes instant, sometimes 24 hours. Like, it's just weird. And then that's when Jacob explained all that stuff.
Yeah, and he was, the use case of running them on traps was kind of interesting, because I haven't talked to anybody that's doing that, but it makes a ton of sense, because then he knows to go out there. But then he said, but it keeps sending, there's something in the trap triggering the camera over and over and over. Now I'm getting 500 pictures of this one coyote. I'm like, dude, just turn it off. You can. There's a toggle in the app to just shut that camera off from wireless, save your photos. So if you got something that's tripping it a bunch, turn it off.
He was using it to, like, help him with his future sets too. He's like, I paid attention to, like, which way did the coyote come from? How did he interact with the trap? Like, what got him or what didn't get him? And
it was cool.
Yeah,
he was very interesting to talk to.
Yeah. A lot of interesting folks up at Great American Outdoor Show. Mm-hmm.
I feel like we're wrapping this up. Before we wrap it up, can we just go around and say biggest pet peeve about Gayos or this trip? It doesn't have to be Gayos. It could be Harrisburg related. It could be having Brad drive related.
Oh, God.
Some here.
You're breaking the
car. I beg of you.
It could be anything, but biggest pet peeve. I'll go first.
I got one.
My biggest pet peeve, we were selling a lot of red dot optics that were good for putting on a pistol. And someone would come up and be like, will this fit a VP9? It's like, I don't know, man. Will this fit my H&K pistol? Well, what model is it? I'm not sure. It's a 9mm H&K. It's like, I don't know. If my gun's not milled for a red dot, is there any way to attach it? I don't know. Like, people would come up to us expecting us to know every single gun that exists and all of the various mounts and all
just
of the...
Just in your free mental space have all of that information.
That, and kind of tied in with that, people that would think that we were the manufacturer. Especially because we're the only people selling
Garmin. You only
Garmin
get one,
there.
Okay? Don't go blowing all of our pet peeves here. Okay. You get one
save
pet peeve.
Okay, well, I already said that one. So people that would come up and be like, hey, so when are you guys going to increase the range of these dog collars? And we're like, what? And they're like, yeah, like I have one of these, but the range isn't that good. Are you going to increase? It's like, well, we're not Garmin. We're in like a homemade wood booth. Like, this is not a Garmin level.
Are you familiar with the concept of retail?
We're just, we're just selling
Garmin
stuff.
We sound like jerks. Like, people don't know. We live in this, it's easy for us to get frustrated because we live in this mental state like day in and day out. So when people were like, why don't you know this about us?
And in people's defense, they've been at that show for 8 hours. Asking tons, they're just as mentally drained as we are, and they're probably just as annoyed with us. I kept on going up to people and I asked them if this red dot would fit my gun, and they'd be like, I don't know. So,
yeah, and most of the booths there are manufacturers, so
okay. What's yours?
Mine, I had a couple people ask,
Brad said towards the end of the show, you were getting pretty snippy.
Well, I get peopled out. Yeah. Like, I'm not naturally, I don't like to talk to people I don't know. Yeah. So I'm like, I have to pretend to be somebody that I'm not. And so after a while,
you're very good at it.
Yeah.
I wasn't at the end. I'm going to be honest. I was rude to some folks I shouldn't have been. And I felt bad about it, but it is what it is. And I think my pet peeve was, I don't like when people are upset with me, first of all. So when people would come up and ask one question, like a very specific question about a certain product, and I didn't have an answer, and they would get frustrated and pretend like I was supposed to know that. I had one guy specifically be like, hey, you know, what's this very detailed question about this very detailed product? And I was like, hang on, let me look that up. And he's like, well, how do you not know? Like, you're selling it. How do you expect me to pay for that if you don't know? And I was like, well, I'll get the answer for you real quick. Just give me a minute. And he's like, well, no. Like, if you don't have the answer, then I'm not going to buy it. And I was like, okay. Well, he stuck around, came back three more times, and did end up buying the thing. But it was like, but it does happen a lot where people get upset that, like, we don't know everything about it. And so I started explaining to people, like, yeah, sorry. We sell thousands of products, and, like, I'm trying to have answers to your questions, but you asked a very nuanced question that I let me just Google that for you real quick.
We don't want to give you the wrong answer.
Yeah, no.
I mean, if they're like, what's the battery life? And you're like, 1,000 hours. Yeah. Like, it's like, you could make up something, but we don't want to do that to people. No. So we're going to spend the time getting the right
exactly.
answer.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was my pet peeve, is just give me a sec to get you a good answer. How about you?
Jacob.
I feel like it's too easy because it's kind of in a similar vein, but it's people that are just jerks and come up talking, whether it be political or some other, you know, just like heated topic.
At the NRA show?
No way.
And we had someone come up. I don't even remember how the topic got started, but she's pointed at Braden and was like, your president did this and this. And we're like, I'm sitting there thinking, she doesn't know who he voted for.
Was she assuming that you were a Biden supporter?
I have no idea. She was tough to understand too.
That's the kind of stuff where it's like, come on, let's be nice to everybody.
Yeah, she was like looking to pick something, you know. Like, she wanted me to say something, and she started spouting off all these facts and stories about this and that, and I could hardly even understand her. So I'm just standing there, just smiling, like nodding my head. I want no part in it. Like, do you want to buy something? No. Okay.
And I feel so. Obviously, this conversation is going a certain direction. Like, we do see a lot of great people have awesome conversations. Yeah. It's a ton of fun to meet everybody.
It's like 0.1%.
Member or not. But every year, I feel like we've gone to this show, there's been a couple of those.
There are people for sure where you're like, oh, this is the first time they've left their compound in 8 months. Like, this is their.
Oh, yes.
Like, this is. Uh-huh. Like, these are not people. I mean, there are. We had someone try to walk off with one of our pricing cards, like it was
a product.
Yeah, like there are there are people you can tell who are not accustomed
not
to how to act in public and, you know, the realities of the business world and whatnot. So
that's that same lady. Her husband was looking at a Garmin device, and they asked about functionality based on geographic location. I was like, well, this one is the United States, and I think it does some in Canada, but, like, you can't use it in Mexico. And she's like, oh, we'd never go to Mexico. Like,
yeah, it started a whole thing. Like, we got a whole spiel like, on that, great. Too.
Cool.
I'm like, okay.
All right, come on. Come up with something different, Erica.
Okay.
Squirrels?
I think this might be touchy. I don't know. There were multiple times. This is a little feminist rant.
Oh.
I got decent about the products. If I didn't, like, the Garmin's, like, you were very good at. The Red Dots, you were very good at. There were definitely some products that I was decent at.
Trail cameras, you know a lot about Tacticams. Yeah, like, you were telling me how to sell them.
Yeah,
I know a lot about three products.
Trail cams.
So, but, like, I would ask someone if they needed help, and then I would try to answer the question. And if it was something that I felt like Dan could do and he wasn't with anyone, I would, oh, Dan, you know this Garmin thing. Well, there were multiple times when someone would come up to the booth, like right there at the counter, and you could tell they were like looking at something or they had a question, and I would kind of walk up and be like, hey, can I help you with something? And they would be like, no, I'm good. Great. And I would walk away, and then Dan or Brad would finish with a customer, and they'd be like, hey, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, why didn't you? I could have done.
I don't want to talk to no lady about.
I will say that, lady.
But I will also say, and this is how I am with doctors. I like having a female doctor because if it's a male doctor and the male doctor's like, hey, so it looks like your leg might be broken. Everything good? I'm like, oh, yeah, man. Totally good. This is how my leg should be. It's fine. It's cool. If I have a female doctor, I'll be like, oh, I think I broke my leg. Can you look at it? I'm okay being a little bit more vulnerable. Yeah. And I noticed with Erica the opposite, where I would go up to someone and be like, hey, do you have any questions on this thing? They're like, oh, nah, man, I know everything.
Do you have any questions about it?
She'd go up and be like, what do you think of this? And they'd be like, well, I don't really know that much. And she'd make the sale. Yeah. So kind of both.
That's probably a good perspective.
Yeah, I saw both, but I also did see, and I also saw people that would, I could tell we're just chatting you up because you were a cute lady.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, this person is not buying anything. They just want a little attention.
Little attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's a good show.
Yeah.
Good times. Well, glad everyone's back and we made it through. Had a really successful show. We hit our goal, which was awesome. So back at it, back in the weeds on some other stuff. So keep an eye out for all the things we got going on. We got the UTV giveaway going on. So if you're already a member, if you refer someone, you get an entry for every single person and you get to successfully create an account. If you are listening to this and you do not have a Go Wild account, if you sign up today, it's free. You get $10 cash to use to anything in our store. We got thousands of products from Vortex, Garmin, Tacticam. List goes on forever. And you will get an entry into the UTV giveaway too. And the same applies once you're in. Refer more folks and you get an entry for each person.
And when does that end?
March 31st. So, got some time, but, you know,
not
build up those
time.
Entries.
Yeah.
That's kind of the deal. The more entries, the better chance you have to win. So, all right, guys, thanks for listening. Click the plus button at the bottom of the app and log this show in Outdoor Podcasts, and we'll try to respond, especially if you tag us. So, thanks, everybody. See ya.
Bye.